Jeremiah chapter 1. You say, Pastor, we're going to the Old Testament for a New Testament missions message. That's right. Believe it or not, missions begins in the Old Testament. God's plan was always to use His people to reach the world, to give the message of who God is. And I want to show you just a couple things. I don't know how far we'll get, but I want to show you a couple things about Jeremiah's call to ministry. Now, I love context. I hate walking into a conversation and you don't know what's going on, and you're like, whoa, what? Give me the backstory. I need the context. My wife does this to me all the time. What do you think? Dear, what do you think about this? Should we or not? And I'm like, well, what's the context? What are we talking about? I don't want to get myself wrangled into something I didn't agree with to begin with. Well, so let me give you just a short context of the history of Israel at this time of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is writing. It's just 22 years before Nebuchadnezzar comes and destroys Jerusalem. Jeremiah is being called by God to be the nation's prophet. Now, Israel is divided. Israel's had a division now for a couple hundred years, 150, 60 years, something like that, where you have North Israel, which the Bible calls Israel or Ephraim, and then those are the 10 tribes of Israel who have separated from the southern area of Israel, which is Judah and Benjamin. And so, during this time of history, Israel had, for a long time, ever since the division, turned their backs on God. And God had raised up prophet after prophet, and He sent them to preach repentance. He sent the prophets to tell Israel to turn back to God or else judgment is coming. And they would not listen. And so God sent Assyria. You remember Jonah went to Assyria? He went to Nineveh. And what was Jonah's message? Repent, for in 40 days the judgment is coming. That's the exact message that Israel needed to hear. And 40 years after Jonah's message, God sent those same people to Israel to destroy Israel. And they would have destroyed Judah, but God gave protection. Now, fast forward 150 years, now we have Israel is on the brink of destruction, and they don't know it. They've got false prophets in the land telling everybody it's going to be okay. Don't worry. The temple of God is here. God would never let Jerusalem fall. He'd never let the temple be destroyed. And they were using religion as a good luck charm. You see it? And they said that this won't happen and don't worry about it. They were false prophets with a false message. Now God is going to raise up Jeremiah. And He's going to tell Jeremiah, I've got a message for you to speak. None of them are going to listen to you. They're going to get mad at you, and they're going to try to arrest and kill and beat you. Ooh, sign me up, right, Pastor? Here am I, send me. But God says, don't worry, because everything's going to be okay. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to make you a defensed city. I just need you to go. Now, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anaroth in the land of Benjamin. Now, verse 1 is one of those verses that we just read and skip over. Why is it even there? But what's Jeremiah doing? He's introducing himself. This is who I am. This is my lineage. This is my credentials. You know, every prophet who speaks for God has to have the right calling and the right credentials. And Jeremiah didn't just wake up one day and decide to write this book. He was called by God to do this. And he's giving the credentials. He's telling you that you need to listen to this message because God has called me. Now, verse 2, he talks about the word of the Lord. That was his message. He's speaking for God. Do you see it? He's got to be very careful, doesn't he? He's got to give the exact message. And the listeners have to listen because this is the word of God. We've got to hear it. Verse number 3, he gives us the date. He tells us when all this happened. Verse number 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Verse number 5, God begins, our message begins, if you will. we read Jeremiah's call to ministry. And God reminds Jeremiah that he is Jeremiah's creator. Did you see it? Verse number 5, before I formed thee. You see, God is taking credit for being the former, the creator of Jeremiah's life. Isaiah 45, 12, God says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. God was actively involved in making Jeremiah who he is. Now don't miss this. He chose Jeremiah's gender. And he chose his race. He chose all the DNA that made Jeremiah who he was. The things that made Jeremiah's hair color and his eye color and his skin color. God did that on purpose. Amen. In other words, God made Jeremiah exactly how God wanted Jeremiah to be. Isn't that a great message?
Amen.
That's a message our kids need to hear.
That's right.
That's a message our teenagers need to hear. God made you that way on purpose. It was his plan. He's the one responsible. He did not make any mistakes. God was involved in the creating of Jeremiah, and he was involved in selecting Jeremiah's parents. There were no accidents with Jeremiah. David said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The same is true for you. God's your creator, isn't he? Isn't he? Now hang on, don't agree too quickly, because I'm setting you up. All right, I'm warning you, this is a setup. God's our creator. He has formed us the way we are on purpose. Now, I have to be honest, some of my life choices may have defaced God's creation a little bit. I'm probably a few kilos too heavy. maybe I'm a little scarred up from mischievousness in my past. But fundamentally, I am who God made. Amen. Now, look at the rest of verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. God is omniscient. He knew everything about Jeremiah. Now listen, I know we know this. But listen, God knew all of Jeremiah's shortcomings. He knew all of Jeremiah's abilities and disabilities. He knew all of Jeremiah's fears and problems and mental stresses that he would have in life. God knew before Jeremiah was formed who Jeremiah would be and how he would be. David said in 139 verse 15 of Psalms, my substance was not hid from thee. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. That's old King James language for saying, before David was formed, God knew everything about him. Before Jeremiah was formed, God knew everything about him. He knew his limitations and all those things. Just like he knows your limitations. Just like he knows your hesitancies about certain ministries. Just like he knows your desires. Amen? God, your creator. God is omniscient. God knew all of the choices you would make in life. He knew about that one day when you would stumble and fall. He knew about those prideful moments and those arguments that you'd have with your friend or your wife or your spouse. God knew all about those things before he formed you, and then he formed you anyway. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
He knew all your shortcomings, but he liked you so much that he did it anyway. No, he loved you.
That's right.
And then formed you to be who you are today. Are you ready? Look at the last part of verse 5. I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, here, God is calling Jeremiah specifically to become a prophet. He doesn't do that today for you and I. We're not prophets in this respect. right? But God does call people, New Testament, to do ministry. Amen? And so the application is applicable. I mean, the teaching is applicable to you and me today. God said, I knew who you were. I created you before I created you. I knew who you were going to be and I knew your limitations. And I did it because I have a purpose for your life. David again says, the Lord is high above all nations and the glory and his glory above the heavens. Let me ask you this question. Is it fair for God to tell you what to do? Yeah, he's your creator. There's a little boy in Tanzania. I saw him. The children, they don't have toys unless they make their toys. And this little boy, he found one of those flip-flops. Do you know flip-flops here? And so it was an old wore-out flip-flop. It couldn't work anymore. The tool part ripped apart, and it was good for nothing and worn through in some places. And this little boy, he found this flip-flop, and he cut out a circle. And he found a couple more, and he cut out four circles, and he turned those into tires for this toy truck he wanted to make. And he found some sticks, and he put the circles on the sticks, and he found some wire, and he fashioned the frame of a vehicle, and some string was laying around, and some twine, and he put it into a leash for his vehicle, and he decorated it the way he wanted decorated, and he would pull that car along. If you wanted that car to go four-wheeling, he took it through the mud. Right? It was his car, he was the creator, and everywhere he wanted that car to go, it went, because he's sovereign, right? He's high, that car has no control over its creator. And so he's pulling that car along, and one of his friends sees the car and says, wow, I like your car. Can I play with your car? And he gets to decide, yes or no. Why? Because he's the creator. Amen? And he says, sure, you can play with my car, or no, it's my car. Whatever his decision, it's his right, because he's the creator. Now, God's doing the same thing here with Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I formed you. I knew everything about you. And because of who I am, I have a plan for your life. Now, what did Jeremiah say? Look at verse 6. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. Now, Jeremiah is only 21 years old approximately at this time when God calls him. God, I can't do that. It's beyond me. Does that sound like someone else in the Bible? Moses said the same thing, didn't he? And he's talking with Moses and God were speaking, and Moses says, God, I can't speak. You want me to go back to the Israelites, and I can't speak to them? I can imagine Moses, he was raised in Egypt's, in Pharaoh's house, and he spoke Egypt's language for 40 years. And I can imagine that Hebrew was a second language. I've spoken a second language. I can't do that publicly. I can't lead a group of people in a second language. God, I can't speak. I can imagine Moses saying the same thing. And you know what? How God answered Moses? He says, who made man's mouth? Huh? Who makes the blind, the deaf? Is it not I, the Lord God Almighty? You know what God told Moses? I'm the creator. I'll give you the words to speak. Look at here in Jeremiah 1, verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. You know what God did? God said, Jeremiah, I know you can't, but I can. Amen. And if you will, then so will I. Now, I don't know where God is calling you. I don't know what God's plan is in your life. Maybe God's been knocking on your heart about working in the nursery. What? The nursery? Changing diapers? Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe God's been working in your heart about talking to your neighbor next door. Maybe God's been working in your heart about missions. The question this week has been, why missions? Why do we still do missions? And I would ask you this, if God says it, why not missions? If God so ordained, my sovereign, my king, my creator, if he so ordains, then why not? God, you want me to go where? I want you to go to Tanzania, Africa. But God, they speak Swahili in Tanzania, Africa. I'm not even very good in English. And God said, Hakuna Matata. I will teach you Swahili. God, I don't have any friends or family in Tanzania, Africa. And God, through his word, says, I will go with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. God, I don't have any money. I don't have any means. I know it. But I do. And if you, like me, will say, okay. Okay. I surrender. Then God will enable you, like he enabled Jeremiah, to do what he wants you to do. Isn't God amazing? Why not missions? Why not the nursery? Why not your neighbor next door? Why not church plant in Ohio? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this good church and these good people. Lord, I pray your blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen.